We're at the Tremo campus at Penryn near Falmouth for the Environment and Sustainability Institute's Knowledge Exchange Strategy Launch. So we've been hearing earlier on a range of speakers talking about how the ESI is going to work and who is going to work with it. So, well, one of these professors who will be working with it is Professor Nick Talbot. He's one of the Deputy Vice Chancellors. So, Nick, first of all, just tell us who we'll be seeing taking up positions here.
Well, our first appointment, and arguably the most important appointment, is our new Director of the Environment and Sustainable Institute. That's Professor Kevin Gaston, who we recently hired from the University of Sheffield. He's a world-leading ecologist and Professor of Conservation and Biodiversity. And he's joined the University of Exeter, and he's going to be in charge of the ESI and developing its vision going forward, and also hiring the whole team of researchers and leading academics that are going to be the staff of the new institute.
Just explain about the director's role and what he'll be bringing to the party.
Well, the director is going to formulate a vision for what the ESI will deliver. What it will deliver for Cornwall, what it will deliver nationally and internationally. We hope that the ESI will be a world-leading institute in environment and sustainability research, providing solutions for many of these grand challenges that the world is facing. So challenges in terms of sustainable development. How can we ensure that policies that we undertake today are not going to jeopardise future generations' capacity for well-being, their capacity for economic development and sustainable development. So the ESI really is about trying to bring together a whole variety of different disciplines: engineering, physical sciences, clean technologies, renewable energy, biodiversity, social sciences, humanities, bring all of those different areas together to try and grapple with some of these problems. And it's really the role of the director to formulate the vision, a detailed vision about what he thinks the ESI will be able to achieve, how it can use the natural benefits of Cornwall as a laboratory, as a natural laboratory, to enhance the ability of this institute to really be at the cutting edge of delivering solutions to these enormous problems that are facing the planet.
And I suppose he's also driving the big picture. We heard quite a bit about that big picture, didn't we?
We did. Yeah, we've heard a lot from Kevin about the way he sees the ESI developing, his vision for the type of activities that it will be involved with. So the formulation of new technologies, of engineering technologies, sustainable technologies involved in development of generation of renewable energy, for example. But also being able to look at ecosystems in terms of the services that they provide to society. So we tend to take for granted the water supply, agricultural environment around us. But of course, they provide key services. And what we're trying to do, or what the ESI is trying to do, is to be able to measure those accurately, work out the value that that we actually derive from the natural environment, and how can we develop policies which enable us to live much more in harness with the natural environment. And that's really the vision that that Professor Gaston has proposed for this institute.
And if you were going to give an idea of what this ESI will look like and the impact that it will have made in 5 years' time, what would you say to that?
I think in the five-year timescale, we'll see a very vibrant institute. We'll see lots of academic staff interacting with local businesses, with a whole variety of different external organisations. They'll be hosting international visitors, international students. I think it will be a very vibrant centre of ideas. I think by that point, we'll see lots of projects funded from various different constituencies, different from companies, different government agencies. They'll be funding a whole variety of projects. So I think it will be a real vibrant centre of ideas within 5 years. I think then if you go forward over the 10-year horizon, you'll start seeing practical, tangible solutions to many of these environmental problems that the planet faces. And I think the reputation of the Institute will just grow and grow. I also think it will be pivotal, really, for the development of the University of Exeter's presence in Cornwall.
So if you want to know more about the ESI or the Knowledge Exchange Strategy, then you can find details out from the University of Exeter's website. That's at www.exeter.ac.uk/ESI.